here in this wonderful place called Kauai at a great conference called the CUES Symposium CEO Chairman Exchange. And I'm with two lovely people here to my left, Jennifer Oliver and Chris Odie from South Bay Credit Union. How are you guys?
I'm great. This is beautiful. I mean, how can we be anything but?
Exactly. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well. I'm in Hawaii.
That says it up right there. All right, interview's over. We're good. Hey, you guys have been on a digital transformation the last few years, and there's a lot of that going around in the industry. So I was wanting you guys to kind of share what that transformation was and how did you guys work together in that transformation to make it a success. So to kick off, what did this entail? Whoever, Jennifer, let's have you go first. What did the digital transformation entail at your credit union?
It's actually been a long-term plan. We've a three-pronged approach: mobile, physical, and digital. Mm-hmm. So we've been completely transforming the way we look and feel for the last several years, including opening three new branches, closing two physical locations, mm-hmm. Creating a whole new element of mobility within our workplace, updating our technology, and then this last leg is the super important part. And I feel really lucky that I have a board of director who participates with me, who actually can bring us digital relevance as well. So mm-hmm. we're on this third leg of our stage of our leg, and okay. we're really excited about this digital transformation piece. And this is the year. It's going to be a big year for us.
Right on. Chris, anything to add there?
Well, I think the important piece, the takeaway, would be to align your credit unions from top to bottom around a digital strategy. And from the board to the teller, from the board chairman to the teller, everyone has to get behind the digital strategy. And that's what Jen and I were able to do. I was able to bring the board around on the digital strategy. She was able to bring the staff around. And everybody aligned. This is our goal. This is where we're going. And it wasn't just digital. It was physical. First, it was mobile, where we switched core providers and we onboarded CU Answers, which is a great solution for our credit union specifically. And so we had tremendous luck there. And then we did the physical transformation where we sold a branch that looked like 1982 threw up in it, right?
That was a good year, actually. Come on now. Let's go to 72.
1972. It really could have looked like 62, if we're being honest here. So we jettisoned that branch, and we went to a micro-branch strategy. So now we have three smaller branches, which gives us a larger footprint in our community. And now we're moving on to the digital side of things. And we've been at that for about 12 months now. And I think Jennifer has some statistics on our growth in the last 5 years since we started. And if you could share that, that'd be great.
Love those. Let's hear it.
That's really where the rubber hits the road, right? What do the numbers look like? What do the metrics look like? It's great to say you're going through a digital transformation, but what does it really mean to the bottom line? And Jen?
Yeah, the results will validate that.
Yeah, what does it mean to our members especially? Mm-hmm. So our members have received an arsenal of new services, and they've been really connected to the credit union. So that's been a real benefit. And with that comes a lot of growth. So we've almost doubled in size over the last 7 years. And we've increased loans by 115%. We're 90% loaned out, and our members are really engaged. We've done all that without really growing our net membership base. And so that's just through the engagement factor. Mm-hmm. And then we doubled our capital. So all those components make us a stronger, better credit union, mm-hmm. More relevant in the community, and able to serve our members that much better.
I don't know if anybody noticed, but my jaw just hit the ground when you were saying those numbers.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, in the 7 years she's been here, we've basically doubled in size. We've doubled our capital ratio. We're at a point where we're managing our ROA rather than having it dictate to us. Yes. Yep.
So how did you guys work together to make this a success? Did you present ideas to each other, or how did that work? Like, hey, let's, in some instances, hey, let's really shoot for the moon in this, or let's be conservative in this area. How did that work?
You know, it's a long-term process. It involves a lot of trust between the board and the executive committee, the team actually creating this environment. It really isn't something we can just say is one thing. It's a component of a lot of things coming together. It's good communication And actually, we do share something special, I think, in that we both have a knowledge of the industry that goes a little bit deeper than I think most board relationships would really have. So we're really blessed.
Yeah, no, Chris, you have a technology background, so that's certainly helpful in a digital transformation.
Yeah, I leverage my 18 years at Fiserv and my 4 years at CU Wallet, and now with CU 2.0, I'm able to I'm taking the CU 2.0 methodology and applying it to my own credit union, mm-hmm. and we're having tremendous results. And at the end of the day, we're using technology to compete with the larger players. mean, while we've doubled in size, we're 100 million and 7,500 or so members. So we're not a large credit union in any way, shape, or form with only 20 employees. Yet we're able to, we deployed the pop-in banking, mobile.
Love that.
Video chat.
So cool.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And we have 20 employees, yet we're able to do that. We've deployed a virtual branch that is doubling in size every month, and it is crushing our physical branches as far as number of new accounts and loans. And it's the Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals, right? It's not even close. So those are the things we're able to do because we aligned around a digital strategy.
And so where do you see this going? I mean, obviously you said you guys are in phase three of the project, and I mean, is it kind of like owning a house? It's never done, type of thing.
Sure. So it's never done. I mean, this is constantly moving. Yeah. It's important for us to stay super nimble in the environment that we're in.
Yeah.
We're small and mighty, but you have to constantly be moving forward and looking for new opportunities.
Jennifer, you're not going to be small and mighty for long. You're going to be a nice size credit union and very mighty. So, Chris,
I think the big thing was we had Nader from Financial Partners in facilitating one of our early strategic planning meetings. And he hit the nail on the head. He said we were a billion-dollar credit union masquerading as a $100 million credit union. And that's basically what we are, leveraging through the use of technology.
What advice do you have for other, because like I said at the top of the interview, there's a lot of this digitization going on, digital transformation. What advice do you have for other credit unions and to work with their board and vice versa with the CEO? What advice do you have for them out there?
I think collaborating is really important. Collaborating with your peers, like Chris said, we collaborated with other credit unions. We actually bring them into our boardrooms. We brought them to our strategic meetings because we wanted to hear other opinions as well. We couldn't afford to mess it up. And so as a small credit union, we had to do it right the first time. I think that constant communication, I think a diverse board who we're very blessed to have two under 30 directors on our board of directors.
Good for you.
Seven board of directors. And so that's a pretty good penetration there, a nice balance of diversity from people who represent our members very well. I think having that open communication and trust is really vital in moving forward and being nimble and constantly looking for opportunity.
Yeah, good point.
Nimble is a key word there, Chris.
My advice would be to hire a Jen Oliver and makes your life easier. As a board chair, she makes me look like a genius, and we all know that's not the case. So hire a Jen Oliver if you can find one.
I think that's a great message to end on. Anything else to add, guys? Anything else?
No, we're good.
Thanks. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Really, you guys are just killing it out there. Good job.